Yeah, I think we never underestimate the opposition, and today was one of those where the pitch was a real leveller for us. You know, they've got some experienced players, even though they come from a league below us, and you know, they made it difficult for us. They crowded the middle of the park. They were quite direct at times. They had pace in behind, and it was a struggle to keep a clean sheet. And you know, for that, I'm very delighted. And we haven't had many of those recently. And we had chances to have won the game. They weren't converted, but we had chances. And all in all, I'm pleased that we're still in the hat, and we've got a chance at home on Tuesday night to put it right.
You ran into a goalkeeper in Connor Goff who was absolutely inspired in that second half.
Yeah, well, I know Connor very well because my son Bradley was at Charlton with him as an academy player. And yeah, I mean, our instructions were to hit it low and hard, not in easy reach of Connor. But look, he played well. I think we could have got the job done today, but we didn't, but we didn't lose. So, for me, we got a chance to put it right on Tuesday night.
And after what happened 12 months ago, Mark, I was there when you went out to Heybridge Swifts and you said about the impact that it could have on your season and the financial implications that not having the good cup run might bring.
Yeah.
To be in with a chance of getting through to the fourth qualifying round and still potentially getting through to the first round proper is huge for the club.
Yeah, I mean, it's I'm really very pleased. I would have taken a draw before the game. So, as far as I'm concerned, it's a good job done.
You speak about this pitch. Even Grays Athletic, I think, would probably admit it's one of the more idiosyncratic pitches you'll play on this season. It's classic FA Cup football, isn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. We knew from the word go, that first whistle, that it was going to be a scrap, and we were going to be in a real cup tie right to the end. And it's exactly what it was. I mean, they could have nicked it, you know, these games, that can happen. But I think we showed that we had some individual flair that could have won it. But at the same time, we weren't able to gel as a team. And I think that's why the supporters are so disappointed, that we're not looking as good as a team as we can do. But they're not out on the pitch and seeing the conditions for our boys, you know, and it was very difficult out there.
And as you say, fifth in the Conference South at the moment. Yeah. Things have gone pretty well at the start of this season, Mark, and there's been a couple of draws lately, but given the state of the season at the moment, you must be quite pleased with how things are going.
Yeah, I think we're poised in a good place, and you know, we would like to have an average of 2 points a game at this stage of the season, and we're short of that. We're probably 3 points or so short of where we would like to be. But we're still up there, and it's so early, and we're learning about our team. You know, when you bring five or six new individuals into a team, you have to learn how to best use them, and they have to learn to understand how we like to play.
You've got a couple of clubs at the top end of the table there, like Maidstone, that have got out of the traps so incredibly quickly as well. It's really raised the bar this season, I think, in the Conference South.
You mean Basingstoke?
Basingstoke, sorry, yes, of course.
Basingstoke have... Well, they beat us at our own place. I think confidence comes with winning games, and when teams beat us, they suddenly go on a run because they look at us, I think, as being a good scalp, and it gives them confidence. And you know, who knows where they will be at the end of the season? But I think that the top six are probably taking the right sort of shape at the moment. The right teams are up there competing, but the good news is that we are up there competing. So.